Blog Talk Radio. This is the Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Stay with us as we bring honor and glory to Jesus, our Savior, Deliverer, and Healer.
Sometimes have a tendency to be an airhead, and I have no excuses for being late today, except for the fact that I was being an airhead. I just spaced out this morning. It happens. I could come up with excuses, like my mother-in-law, who my wife is a full-time caretaker for my mother-in-law, and we had a couple of problems with her this morning, and like I said, I have no excuses. All I did was just space out. Please forgive me, and I'm especially asking forgiveness out of our guest today, Prophet Shavita Moore.
Good morning.
How
You're
are
perfectly
you?
Fine.
I am so sorry. As I was telling the audience before you came on, I just airheaded, you know. No excuses. I just messed up. Let you know.
We're flexible in the kingdom.
Well, you know, when you a mistake corrected is no longer an error.
That's right.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years, but I feel bad about not being on time. I usually this doesn't happen to me that often, so I'm sitting here red faced.
And that's why I don't even feel bad. It's not like it's a daily habit. We here
no,
now.
Say what?
I say, we're here now.
Yes, we are. So, talk to me a little bit. I know that you got your book. Is your book ready to be published, or is it?
Yeah,
do we have to wait a
bit? It's published, and it is already available on Amazon. And I'm waiting for my author's copy so I can gift some copies. But that takes longer.
Oh, okay.
Because when you order one copy, it'll take you 2 days to get it to your house. But when I'm ordering hundreds of copies, it'll take them a few weeks to get them to me.
Ah, yes. Tell us the name of the book. Tell us where they can find it.
The name of the book is...
Tell us about
it. The name of the book is The Journey to the Kingdom of God, and it's Guidance for This Life and Passage to the Next. And the book takes you on a journey through the fruit of the Spirit, the character of Christ that we're supposed to emulate and be like. And it goes through each fruit, and it has some of my stories, my trials, my triumphs inside there. And it helps you to understand, you know, gifts and talents might get you to the door, but your character will have you a seat at the table. And also your character, God, everything that we're going through on this journey, God is preparing our character for the next life. He's teaching us love, patience, kindness, long-suffering, because he has to get all those kinks out of our character for the next life. And I was telling someone the other day, I said, okay, he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. He's been gone 2,000 years. Do you think it's just a mansion he's working on? No. He's working on kingdoms, and he wants to give those kingdoms to us, but he has to be able to entrust us with it. And your character plays a part in that.
So true, so true. Keep going.
Because sometimes we forget the fruit, and the fruit is, it's and I call it two types of fruit, inner fruit, and the outer fruit is evangelism. So one fruit being spiritual maturity has many qualities, and those are the, in Galatians 5 and 22, those are the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and the outer fruit is evangelism. And this book takes you, and it has a further study guide that walks you through your journey from an unregenerate heart, meaning you don't have salvation, you're not even thinking about God, to salvation, to the journey of the true believer. It explains the process, because a lot, and the journey, and then it tells you convergence and what convergence is. And convergence is a flow. It's when you're doing what you were created to do and as designed and destined by God from the foundation of earth. And after research, I found that only 30% of leaders ever walk in convergence. That means, and when I say that, I mean, you might have been young, or you might have been in church and they said, you look like a pastor. Or I think God called you to be a pastor. So you automatically take on that role as a pastor when you haven't, communicated with God. You just took man's word for it and didn't confirm with God what you're called for. So then you work for many years being a pastor, successfuls and failures. But then you find out that wasn't even what God wanted you to do. He maybe wanted you to be in the marketplace, or he maybe called you to do something else. But we want to walk in what God created us to do and not what man labeled us. And then it gives you some insight on kingdom benefits. And I will tell you, the kingdom benefits, that retirement plan is a lot better than what you're going to get in this world.
That's
so
true.
It's good. This is a good book for people that are new to Christ. They'll be like, okay, I received salvation. Now what? What do I do next? What do I start working on? How do I grow? This helps you with that. and a seasoned Christian to help you to self-examine yourself in different areas. And, you know, dealing with the times that we are dealing with now, some of those areas are heart conditions, which is love. So it speaks to you about love, unconditional love. And I'm going to be doing a lot of giveaways because I appreciate people buying the book, but I prefer to have it in your hand and not let it be a financial issue. So I'm going to get with Apostle Ken so we can do a lot of giveaways as soon as I get them all in print.
Awesome. I'll put myself on that list.
Okay. I got you.
Oh, praise be to God. You know, I think a book like that is necessary for a time such as this because, you know, changes are coming. Like it or not, folks,
yes.
Changes are coming. Some of it's going to be good and some of it's not going to be so good. So knowing who
yes.
you are in Christ and knowing what we need to do as believers to get in line with what the Holy Spirit wants is very important at this point.
Awesome. I concur. I completely agree. I completely agree.
So
we want to make sure we're in the center of his will.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I have a television program every Monday and Wednesday morning. We have Dr. James Gifthard as our guest this morning on the Healing Light channel. And he was talking about how changes are coming. And he was talking about how we need to come to an understanding that Jesus is coming for a perfected bride. Okay, wrinkle and blemished free. And I believe with all my heart, the Holy Spirit is going to iron out every wrinkle. And he's going to remove every blemish. But it requires us to get into, you know, it's not just a journey with him. It's got to be a lifestyle. Am I making any sense at all?
Yes, yes.
What do you got to say about that? Tell me more.
I completely agree. Getting closer to God, knowing where you're lacking or if you're lacking faith, if you need healing, whatever it is that you need, that God is available. And even these radio broadcasts and all the word that's going forth, you have a team that is non-judgmental that is available to assist you. And wherever you get stuck, wherever you lack knowledge, we're here because that's what God has called us to do.
Yes.
With no reservation, no judgment, no reservation, because we all have fallen short, and we still fall short of the kingdom of God. We want to help others.
It's true. And the Bible says, you know, for us not to judge on others, because we'll be judged in the same measure. And I can't afford to be judged in the same measure. I can't afford that. So I've done my best to love people in spite of themselves. You know, God told me here not that long ago, too, I must start looking at all people through the eyes of Jesus. Much easier
yeah.
said than done. So much easier said than done. And then he gave me a good lesson in it, too. And I'm still working on it. I'm still trying my best to look at everybody through the eyes of Jesus. Because what Jesus sees is the end of the matter. When he looked at you, Shavita, and when he looked at me, he already knew the end of the matter. He knew the end before it begun. He knew us before the
yeah.
foundation of earth was set into place. He put a call upon us. And the Bible says the calls and gifts of God are irrevocable. So he doesn't change his mind about us either. Most of us end up struggling with trying to figure out why God would call us in the first place, and then trying to figure out how to walk out that calling.
Right. And the good thing about it is we have so many different resources now that we didn't have long time, you know, a while ago. We have books, we have YouTube, we have so many training resources that are free.
Yep.
I know a Bible college that is free if you all want to, and it strictly teaches the Word of God. It even allows you to take their whole curriculum and open up yourself a Bible Institute as long as you don't charge people to go, you know, to attend it. It's free.
Right.
It's awesome. It gives you from beginning to end. We have so many resources now. So we're without excuse. We're at that time now in life where the Word of God said you're without excuse. We are definitely without excuse because we have too many resources out here. And people to even interact with us. And you pray and ask God, Lord, what do you want me to read first? Where do I begin this journey? And I think the beginning is, you know, salvation and faith. Starting, you know, so that you can have a firm foundation in faith so that what you read in the Word of God, you believe in your mind and in your heart. Because those are two separate places. Because some people accept God as Savior, but they don't accept him as Lord. And that's where the problem comes in. We want him to save us, but we don't want him to tell us what to do. So we have a lot of resources that today that explain you have to understand Jesus the Christ and Lord the Savior. And he has to become Lord over your life completely, ordering your steps. And you can know the mind of Christ. When he said, let this mind be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus. Sometimes we don't even have to tell God everything that's on our mind. Sometimes we can wake up and say, Lord, what is on your mind today? What is on the agenda that you will have me to do today? What are your concerns today? And not that he has concerns, he has it all worked out, but he'll just tell you, he'll give you what the mind, he'll speak to you. That's knowing the voice of God, and it's a lot of resources, and maybe we can do a teaching on that. Knowing and recognizing the voice of God versus our self-conscious and separating that from the enemy's voice, our own conscious voice, and knowing the voice of God and how to get to know the voice of God so that we can hear from him clearly and have peace in all the decisions that we make.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people are walking around, and I was one at one time, not realizing that they're being oppressed by the enemy. There's people out there, their brains move 500,000 miles an hour, and they think it's them, but it's not true. So when God brings deliverance and he clears the mind of all those thoughts, and it comes down. I mean, I know what happened to me when I went to deliverance. I went from a million miles an hour thought process to 0 miles an hour thought process. And then I could hear my own thoughts. I can hear the voice of God. And when Satan came in, and it's still that way today, when Satan comes in, it's invasive. It doesn't feel right. You don't want it. It ain't nothing to do with it. You know, that's when I say I hold every thought captive to obey my Jesus. But there is the peace that passes all understanding that comes with deliverance that I cannot explain that peace because it's beyond my understanding. But I do know one thing. For the last 36 years of my life, I have enjoyed that peace each and every day. So part of our journey is to find out where we actually are spiritually. You know, some people, when I was young, before I went through deliverance, I thought, okay, well, I was a pastor. I didn't think there was, you know, there's no way that me being a pastor, could I be oppressed by the enemy? No way. That don't work that way. That's what my thought. That's how I was taught. Right? You know, It can't be that way. But the truth of the matter is, it is the pastors and the prophets and the apostles and the teachers and the preachers that Satan goes after. And he goes after them in full force because he wants to stop what God is doing. So yes. I don't know why I said all that, but I said it.
That's the truth. That's
yes.
The truth. Because we were taught that if you are saved and you have the Holy Spirit, it is impossible to be oppressed by the enemy. No. Guess what? The enemy isn't even concerned with the ones he already has. Who do you think he's after? The ones he don't have. And I would tell my kids, try Jesus. If it doesn't work, I promise you the enemy will take you back.
Wow. Wow.
I've never heard Satan say, I don't want him anymore. I've never heard it. That means you are important. You know, you are important to Satan, but you're more important to God.
That's right.
And yes, you can be oppressed. You can be depressed. You can, because he's after your calling. He's after your anointing. He's after your peace. He's after everything. And you can see that through the story of Job. Job was without sin. And
preach,
he
girl.
Went through hell. He went through hell. He lost everything. And I'm going to be honest with you. Some of us today, we lose a toenail and we're ready to quit. He lost his family. He lost his land. He lost everything. And he still did not denounce God. And because he was faithful to the end, God restored it all. And we have to get to that place of strength. For God I live, for God I die. There is nothing that will separate me from God. No house, no material things, no human beings, no friends, no family, no kids, no husband, no wife, no relationship, nothing. We have to get to that place where nothing. We love those people, but nothing is going to keep me out of the kingdom. And when it doesn't matter to you, like the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. If you seek God, he'll add them to you. If you seek the thing, then you're going to get them with sorrow. And when you don't, it's like when it comes to the point when you don't even care about it anymore, that's when he blessed you. But when you're focused on it, he'll say, nah, you're not ready for it because your focus is too much on it. And then if I give it to you right now, it's going to consume you. You're not going to go about doing your job for the kingdom. You're not going to, you know, handle your family. You're going to be so consumed and, you know, and a lot of people do. They work 70, 80-hour weeks to pay for mortgages on houses that they cannot afford and cars that they cannot afford. And I don't think that's how God set it up, because the blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he had no sorrow to it. And you can't tell me you're enjoying working 80 hours a week for a mortgage or 90 hours a week for a car. So sometimes we have to downsize for our peace.
You know, in my walk with Jesus,
downsize for our peace.
One of the things I've learned in my walk with Jesus is the word says he'll supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Doesn't say he will supply all of our wants. Okay? Doesn't say, you know. God has always, I've always had a roof over my head, even in my crazy young days. You know, God always took care of me. Even when I was not following God, he was still protecting me, still covering me, still providing for my needs. I never starved. Okay? I was homeless, but I never starved, you know. And even when I was homeless, I always had a roof over my head every night, you know. Maybe not the way I wanted things to be. There was one time I used to have to, my wife and I was running a homeless mission in Benton Harbor, Michigan. And I used to have to drive by this house. And one day God said, yeah, and it was a beautiful house. It was all stone. He looked at me. I looked at him one day and he says, that's your house. I said, say what? He says, that's your house. You're going to live in that house. I said, okay. And I immediately went and told some of my other minister friends. And you know what happened? Every one of them said, no, that is never going to happen. And he gave me all these reasons why that wasn't going to happen. Well, about a year later, there was a little change at the homeless mission. The guy who was in charge of it forgot that it was God's mission and not his. And we had so we ended up going our separate ways because I didn't want to follow the directions he was going. And guess what happened?
Tell it.
It was actually amazing. First of all, when we had that conflict with the pastor who was in charge there, first thing I told my wife and my son, I said, we will not put our mouths on that man. We are not going to say anything negative about him in any way, shape, manner, or form. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to put our hands up, not out, but up to the source that can provide us our resources that we need at a desperate time such as this. Everybody agreed. Started driving down the road. Next thing I know, somebody's pulling. Pull over, pull over. Man, I'm glad I saw you. God told me to give you this. And hand me a check. That went on for a couple days. You know, I had one guy walk up to me and said, I have never written a check like this for anybody. He said, but God told me to give you this. Handed me $500. Well, to make a long story short, God provided for our needs before the doors got open to that house. We ended up living in that house. I called it my baby mansion. It was a beautiful 7-bedroom home. It was awesome. One prophet that I knew at the time said, you're going to be sitting under the wings of eagles. Okay. And I used to walk around that house.
Yeah.
And I knew everything about that house. And when the day we moved in the house, and they put my chair in the living room, I stepped outside, and for the first time, I noticed there was an eagle carved into the house, right where my chair was sitting. God provides our needs. I have to admit, that was one of the nicest provisions I ever had. We lived there for years, and to God moved us on. But the point of the matter is, I had nothing to worry about, even in the face of great adversity, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we went from living in an unfinished basement of this pastor's home to being out on the streets, and we come down and started a homeless mission. It was kind of ironic, you know? But the point of the matter is, God took care of us, and he will do that for anybody. But we have to get to the point of understanding it's our needs, not our wants. Because a lot of people, I mean, there's people out there preaching. I know prophets that say, I'm going to just call it as it is. I'm going to say it like it is. It's, they're trying to sell their gifts. You know,
prophecy.
If you pay me so much money, I'm going to give you a prophecy about how you're going to get a new car and you're going to have a new house. And God going to give you a new job, and he's going to promote you. And it's just as long as you sow that seed, these things will come to pass.
Prostituting the gospel.
Yeah. They used to call it prosperity gospel. Well, those two words don't even fit together. There's no gospel in
exactly.
The prosperity mission. It ain't got nothing to do with God. It's got to do with greed. And I see God changing things, though, man. He's changing things. I'm watching it happen every day. I'm seeing more and more of what I believe God wants out of us, and I'm seeing a lot less of the crazy stuff because people are awakening. They're waking up, and they're going, wait, I don't want your prostituted gospel.
Yes, and when we delight ourselves in the Lord, he promised to give us the desires of our heart. And most of the time, once you become a mature Christian, your desires line up with God's desires for you. So it's not out of character to God for God to bless you with something good, because everything God does is good. So as we delight ourselves in him, and that's delight is more than just reading one scripture a day, praying over your food and keep it moving, delighting yourself in him. We'll have to talk about that one show. And he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah, but you know what?
And,
just let me interject real quick before we get off. Mm-hmm. He will give you the desires of your heart. And the first time I read that, I was a young man. I went, yeah, thank you, Jesus, because I had some desires. But what he didn't tell me was he was going to change the desires of my heart.
Exactly.
He sure did that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead. Go ahead and finish what you were saying. I just wanted to interject.
So as we delight ourselves in him, we get to know him on a more personal level. And then we seek his decrees and we learn his precepts. And as we come in relationship with him, just like coming in relationship with your natural father, as you delight yourself in him, you know when you go to your natural father what to ask him for. You know what he'll accept. So you don't go to your natural father and say, I want a Lamborghini. No, that's not going to happen. When you just got your driver's license 2 weeks ago. No, he's a good father. And we got to thank God for the no's.
Oh, yes.
We have to thank God for the no's.
Oh,
because
yes.
Those no's that you know are lies.
That is
so
true.
And we got to thank him for all of his wisdom.
When I was a young boy, I fell in love with this little girl. She didn't pay much attention to me, but I just thought she was the best thing that ever walked in two shoes. And I used to pray, Father, please, please, I want that girl to be my bride. Well, I got to see that girl about 20 years after that, and then I'm like, God, thank you for saying no. And he gave me a life that was perfect. We've been together 36 years, and she has been a perfect wife because he sees what we need, not what we want.
Right.
So we're running out of time real quick here. First, again, I apologize for being so late today. I feel bad about it, but I know you forgive me. You ain't got no choice.
Yes.
So once again, since we're running out of time, once again, tell everybody about your book, when and where they can get it, and the title and all that stuff one more time. Would you do that for me, please?
Okay, sure. Thank you. It's The Journey to the Kingdom of God, Guidance for This Life and Passage to the Next. And it's available on Amazon Kindle and in paperback form. If you would like the book and you cannot afford it, please inbox Apostle Ken and give him your information, and we will make sure that you get a copy. We want everybody to have a copy whether they can afford it or not. So it's called Journey, and it's on Amazon, and it's on Kindle. It's for paperback, and it's available on Kindle and ebook. And it's called The Journey to the Kingdom of God. God is for this life and passage to the next.
And if you can afford it, go ahead and pick up two copies and give one away. Just a suggestion, just a name.
Yes. That would be awesome. I just wanted to get in the reader's hands so that we can start moving forward and growing in Christ and not repeating the same things over again.
Well, you know,
inner transformation. This is transformation of your inner man, your character, the things that God looks at that's important, and that's your character.
Absolutely. Well,
because the Word of God says, know them by their fruit. It didn't say you'll know them by how much money they have, what kind of car they drive, how they smile, how they articulate their words. You'll know them by their fruit.
That's right. And each and every one of us you can bear godly fruit. You can.
Yes.
In fact, it's expected out of you. That's why we serve God. He wants us to be like his son, who's the fine example of bearing godly fruit. Amen?
Amen.
Well, unfortunately, thank you for being a guest. And I get it. But this Blog Talk Radio sets up for a certain period of time, and that's it. You don't let us go any further. Again, I apologize for being late, but I also am very, very thankful that you're understanding, and I'm thankful that you jumped on, even though we were late. I do appreciate you.
And can you please tell them how to follow you on Facebook? Because you've been having some awesome live videos going on.
Yeah. It's easy to find. Ken, K-E-N-N, Borden, B-O-R-D-E-N, hyphen Burrow, B-U-R-R-O-W. And that's how you find it. Ken Borden Burrow. And just send out a friend request. Most of the time, I accept them. There's a few I don't, but most of them I accept. So get a hold of me, especially if you're interested in this book. I would be happy to pass that information on to Sabita, and we can go from there. Sabita, thank you once again, but we are out of
time.
Thank
you. God bless, and I love you all.
I love you. I love you. So thank you again. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to The Healing Light Show with your host, Ken Burrow. Prayerfully consider supporting this ministry. To donate, go to The Healing Light Radio Show on Facebook, where you will find a link to donate. Thanks for listening. Be blessed and be a blessing.